Bells will be ringing, the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're coming to you today from Hendersonville, North Carolina. I'm telling you guys, we're having a great, great time, and we have a lot more fun to do today. So it hasn't ended yet. I'm sitting here now with Joe, who's producing the show. BJ came up with us as well, Doc Bill. And we're at the Highland Lake Inn and Resort having a great time. Now, when we talk about things that we're going to do today, there is like a whole list of things that we can do. We have something special planned for tonight. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But I asked Tim, one of our winners, to come on with us to tell us a little bit about what he is planning to do today.
Well, I think we're just going to explore the grounds here at the Highland Lake Inn. It's a beautiful place. There seems to be a lot to do, a lot to see. Waterfalls, lakes, the animals. And we're just going to hang out here, maybe go to Hendersonville after a while and look around there.
Well, you definitely have to check out Main Street, because you can get some of your Christmas shopping done right there on Main Street.
Awesome.
But now, Tim, now, this isn't all new to you. Maybe Hendersonville is, but you know this area quite well, right?
Yes, my son used to live in Asheville, and we used to come up here quite often and explore Black Mountain and Asheville area and Hot Springs. We've been to a lot of towns here, but somehow we missed this spot. And it's the greatest spot of all.
It definitely is, definitely is. Well, thank you so much, Tim, for entering the contest and for participating and coming up and spending this time with us. We're enjoying having you here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Doc Bill, now Tim was talking about all the things that he's going to do, but what I'm looking forward to is going to the Flat Rock Playhouse tonight to see A Christmas Carol. I mean, you know how much I love Christmas, so this is right on time for me.
Well, I totally agree. That Christmas plays and Christmas stories are something that really puts you in the festive mood.
It really does. It really does. Now, you all know, I mentioned it before, that I came back in August and visited here. Back in August, I came to Hendersonville, had a chance to go to the Flat Rock Playhouse, and had a chance to meet Dane. Now, Dane, you are over at the Flat Rock Playhouse, and you get a chance to do all the fun stuff. I mean, because you get a chance to work with the actors, bring the plays in.
Yes.
Start by telling us a little bit about the history of the Flat Rock Playhouse.
Well, the Flat Rock Playhouse was founded, actually, the Vagabond Players, which is the traveling group of actors that Rob Roy Farquhar founded, was founded 80 years ago. So we're in our 80th year. But actually, over at the Playhouse on Greenville Highway, this is our 66th year. So, you know, we are the State Theater of North Carolina. We are the only one of the only professional theaters within like a 90-mile radius. And, you know, we produce shows from February through December, and we're very happy to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you here, and we want to also thank you very much for being a part of this whole contest and us coming here and having a great experience and
Sure. Really
getting into the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see tonight.
Well, we are producing on our main stage. We have two theaters. One's downtown on Main Street, Hendersonville, but the one that you're going to is our big, what we call our main stage, is our big 500-seat house, and we're producing A Christmas Carol. This is the second time, well, actually, it's about the third or fourth time we've done this, but this particular version we did in 2014. It was a huge success, and people were like, bring back that one. So we're doing it again, and it's you know, the crowds are loving it. It's, you know, the classic Charles Dickens play with music on stage. It's got lots of really great costumes and set pieces, and it really just gets you in the great, you know, holiday spirit.
Well, tell us a little bit more history about it, because, I mean, is the Flat Rock Playhouse really located on a flat rock? I mean, tell me a little bit about this history and the name. It's unusual.
It is. You know, the village of Flat Rock was incorporated back in the 1800s, and there literally is a huge flat rock that runs through it. And when you go onto the playhouse, you actually can see the largest portion of it. You can see it a little bit across the street as well over the fire station. But it's you know, it's very sacred. Some say that, you know, the Indians used to use it as, you know, a place of worship or a place to gather, but it's you know, you can it's a very large flat rock, and you can walk on it, and people during the summer sit on it and have picnics, and it's really quite a lovely place to work.
Now, there's so much, seems to be so much history, so much tie-in with so many of the different properties and the different things around Hendersonville. Is there any connection here with the Highland Lake Inn?
You know, the Highland Lake Inn has always been a really great partner with us. You know, Debbie is a good friend of mine, and she's lovely, and you know, we, you know, they're sponsors of ours. They advertise in our playbill. You know, we throw parties and things like that over here, but also they send a lot of their guests over to the Playhouse. We have a particular program called the Stay and Play program, where if people stay more than one night in local accommodations, then, you know, we will offer them tickets to come see the show. So it's just an extra added perk that the Henderson County Tourism Development Authority has afforded all the local accommodations, so that they can really just treat their guests with something special.
Well, that sounds perfect. We're really looking forward to coming out tonight. Now, if you guys are just joining me, I am speaking with Dane Whitlock, Senior Director of Marketing for the Flat Rock Playhouse, which is where we're headed tonight to see A Christmas Carol. So now, if people can't make it up for Christmas to come to the Playhouse, can you give us maybe a little tease of what you have on the schedule for 2017?
Sure. 2017, our season kicks off in February. We do a series of concerts called Music on the Rock, which is a very popular series. It's at the Playhouse downtown. It's, so we're starting that off with the music of the Beatles. But our big main stage shows next year really don't kick off until March and April timeframe. And we have such big hits as Smokey Joe's Cafe. We're doing Annie. We're doing Joseph the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. We're doing A Tuna Christmas, which is a really fun two-person show that people love. We're doing Little Shop of Horrors. We're doing a Flat Rock Playhouse Christmas Spectacular. So there's really something, you know, plays, musicals, concerts, kids shows, basically from February through all of December. So you can always check us out at flatrockplayhouse.org, and you can see the entire schedule and lineup there.
Well, tell me a little bit about the actors. Now, are these local actors that are performing?
Some of them, yes. We do go to New York. We audition once a year, and we cast a lot of our people from New York. You know, like I said, we are a professional actors equity house, so we have to use union actors, at least 13 contracts per show. But then we fill out the rest of them with, you know, locals. Most of our youth performers are local. But then some people have to come here to work and decide to stay here in this area. So we do have quite a few actors who have come from New York, LA, Chicago, whatever, and they come here and they really just love it so much that they just decide to get a house and stay here, and then we put them to work.
Well, I can definitely see why someone would want to come and stay.
I did. I did. I came here as an actor in 1999 and then went off and did my thing. I lived in LA for 8 years, and then 2 years ago they called me and said, hey, we want you to run our marketing department. I was like, I'd love to get back there and live. So it was an easy decision for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. So where did you start your acting career?
Oh, I moved to New York in 1993, and I performed a lot in New York and national tours in Europe and things like that. And I came here in 1999. Was my first year as an actor, and then I did like 5 or 6 seasons, and then I got out of it, got more into PR and marketing, and then things happened for a reason, full circle, and Lisa Bryant, who's the artistic director, and I started out as like chorus kids over there, and you know, if you told us back in 1999 that we'd be running the theater, we would have told you you were on crack, but here we are, you know, and it's, you know, we, like I said, we call ourselves the Vagabonds. We're a family, and we, our motto is, you know, it's play hard, work harder, and nap wisely, and we do.
Well, that sounds great. That sounds like my kind of life. Maybe I need to come and join you. Well, do you still get a chance to actually act yourself?
You know, I hung up those shoes a long time ago. I do direct every now and then and things like that, and I have a hand in casting. So we do a lot of stuff, you know, that we wear a lot of many different hats at the Playhouse. So, you know, I do marketing, development, casting. You know, sometimes I'm mopping floors and parking cars. So, like I said, it takes a village.
It does take a village. And what a great village it's in, to Flat Rock. I mean,
yes.
It's really fantastic. So thank you so much again for participating with this. And as well as, you know, just coming on the show and just sharing a bit of history and everything, because like I said, I think it's a very catchy name. So people will hear this and I'm sure want to check out your website. So Dane, if you could give the website one more time.
Sure. It's flatrockplayhouse.org. You know, and like I said, there's all the information there about all the shows. We have lots of really great history, lots of really great photo galleries. So check us out.
Well, thank you again. Thank you. And I really just want to take this moment to just stop for a moment, Doc Bill, and just say thank you to all of the participants in this great contest. I mean, everyone from Henderson County Tourism Development Authority, the Highland Lake Inn and Resort, the Flat Rock Playhouse, the Gainesville Design Center back in Gainesville, who, you know, helped put everything together and make sure that we could actually come and be here, and also the Sapple Island Birdhouses for their support throughout the years with the show. This has been a great contest. Again, congratulations to the winners. We are going to go out now, and we are going to have a lot of fun. There's a parade coming up. There's the DuPont Recreational Forest that we can go and adventure to. But I think I'm heading over to Main Street. I'm going to take BJ with me, so I don't know what Joel and Bill are going to do. BJ and I are going to hit the shops and go shopping on Main Street and have a little fun over there. So thank you guys for listening. Listen up for more contests in the future so you guys can come along and have some of this fun. We're on location at the Highland Lake Inn and Resort having a great time at this beautiful property. So thank you again for listening today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.